Okay, gentlemen, I'm hearing the bells going off. Okay, time's up. No, that was not the 4 minute. That's the time is up. Sorry. Okay. All right. Let me just make a few final comments on this right brain, left brain. Let me say this. First of all, the biggest danger is if you're left brain. Some of us may be gifted and be in the middle, and that's a blessing. If you're in the middle, that's a blessing. Most people that get to the top over time end up being more left brain because they could start out right brain, but as you get higher and higher in a company, there's more things that are quantitatively measured. And they just kind of get that way because it's survive or die. So if you're extremely polarized, you need to work to the middle. If you're extremely polarized, you need to find a balance. Now, Matt was telling me that he's an extremely right-brain guy, which I could pick up on right there. And, you know, an example of right-brain guy would be a guy not fill out my survey form. A left-brain guy would fill it out because he wants to figure out the details involved and, you know, give all these details and stuff like that. So that's a, you know, so if you're a right-brain, you got to be careful. What details do I have to subject myself to and then do it? And, you know, you could have a boss, too, that's the same way. It could be different than you. And there's no really better thing. If I have my druthers, I guess I would rather be more towards the right because that's less dangerous, being more towards the right. So how many in here judge themselves to be left brain? Let's see a show of hands. Okay. So how many then are right brain? Let's see the show of hands there. Okay, so it looks pretty even. And I'd say there's a little bit more, actually, the right brain. It's been my experience in doing this with sales guys for 10 years now. That it's right. That sales guys generally are about 60%. The groups are generally 60% right brain, and I say that's a little less dangerous because technical people have a tendency to get focused in on what they want to do, whereas right brain people, on the other hand, you know, they're more accommodating to the customer because they want to be friends. So just a little warning there. I wish somebody had told me this when I was young because I thought everybody was like me, and it turns out, thank God, they weren't. But I hope you learned something out of that, and I hope it'll make you better as a result of it. Okay. Are there any comments on that or questions or anything? Okay, let us continue then. Okay. Moving over to being professional. Nobody has to worry about that, about this in this room, but I remember when I was an engineer working for GE, and that my whole career was with GE for until Seco bought us. I was in the manufacturing engineering operation, and I was responsible for, you know, processes and things of that nature. And I needed some motion control devices, and I called up this motion control distributor, and they sent over this girl. I swear to God, I could not even talk to her. She was so stunning. I mean, oh my God almighty, you know, I'm sitting there like, I
you
could
have everything you got.
Yeah,
you know,
it was, yeah, right. It was just totally outrageous. So yeah. What we want to do, a couple things about dress, you know, and, you know, to me, this is a do not violate these rules. Generally, sales guys want to wear black shoes, generally, just black shoes. Generally, lighter colored pants, and generally, a darker sports coat. Now, you could say, oh, this and that, and all this and that, and so on and so forth, and all the reasons why, and so on and so forth, and you can save all that for yourself. I got articles up here I can show you that dress codes are changing. They went through this real thing where guys were wearing jeans out, making calls, and all that kind of stuff. You want to show respect for your customer, and I'd love to see so many white shirts in here. I love that. And I wonder if that's not partially because of me, because I've been preaching this for so long. I've talked with top executives all over the world. Everybody wants their salespeople to be really professional. And that was the thing about Carbaloy, in my view, for years. There was the Valenite guys that were out there. There was these guys who were out there. There was all different kinds of sales guys out there. But one thing about the Carbaloy guys for many, many years, they were always very professional. And that starts with your appearance. And your appearance, and there's all kinds of things about your hair length, facial hair, and all that kind of stuff. We're not going there, but I got it all here if you want to read it. You want to look as least offensive to customers as you can. That's what you want to do. You don't want to look ostentatious. Now, some of you could get a big, expensive piece of jewelry or something like that. Take it off when you make your calls. You never want to go in calling our customers with, you know, any kind of expensive jewelry of any kind, and, you know, gold chains or anything. Forget all that making sales calls. You can wear that on the weekends and go out and woo the women and stuff. Great. Don't do that when you're making calls. You want to be as unobtrusive as you can be. And the reason I say this, this jacket here is actually this. I got this from Carboloid, believe it or not. No, I didn't. I got to burn a hole in that one. This is a copy of the one I got from Carboloid. But this thing is probably less than $100 for this jacket. It's a polyester thing, but it's not going to wrinkle. Looks okay. If I burn the pants, these are like, I don't know what they are. They could be a little more pressed than they are. I got a little wrinkle on the way over here. But the idea here is a little contrast. You look stronger on the top if it's darker. If you go into Wall Street and you walk around New York City, believe me, I've spent gazillions of hours there walking around New York City. Unbelievable. All those guys, years ago.
Last week.
Yeah, you know, that's like
it was a long time
that's
ago.
That's like my girlfriend. I say to her, is that a new dress? And she goes, oh, no, I've had it forever. And I say, what do you mean forever? She goes, yeah, like 4 hours. She just bought it, you know.